Let's go now to Leinster House and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, can we stay for a moment with this report? It's due within the hour. What are you expecting?
I think there will be questions, as Fergus Finlay was outlining there, as to how this wasn't dealt with far earlier, and there will be a political focus in relation to that when concerns were raised in the mid-90s and again as late as 2009, what happened and what was the political response. I suppose the views of the last Cian Chóra, now John McGuinness, already clear on this, describing it as one of the great scandals of the country. This morning too, the Labour Senator Laura Harman has been speaking here and said if there has been a long wait for this particular report, the Farley Commission 2017, that it got underway, and if it does, when it is published later today, that it can't just be left to rest in a government department with dust gathering on it, that any recommendations will have to be implemented very quickly indeed.
Let's move on to some other matters. We know that every government minister who's been interviewed about Donald Trump and his tariffs has been anxious to stress that work is being done to ensure the country remains attractive to investors. A couple of announcements are due this afternoon, as I understand it.
Well, the government are talking about a competitiveness plan, and that does mean keeping business costs low. And I suppose that's everything from minimum wage increases being paid over a longer period of time, essentially delayed, to opening up EU funds for many companies that may have struggled to get them previously. And also the Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers talking about the need to get infrastructure delivered far quicker than is the case at the moment, and a new division being set up in his department to achieve that. Already the opposition saying though that this was done 10 years ago, such a division was created and it hasn't worked. There is a view in government that it needs to get things like upgrade to water services and the national grid done fairly quickly if the country is to stay competitive. Also today, slightly related to, given the problems around housing and the difficulties that causes when it comes to the country being economically competitive, that piece of regulations when it comes to short-term letting has gone through Cabinet now, and it will mean that in towns where you have a population of more than 10,000, there will be restrictions on short-term lettings of more than 90 days. Now, there are some that believe that could free up thousands and thousands of properties, or others taking a more conservative view on it, but the regulations were meant to be signed off on last week. They did get through Cabinet this morning.
At the same time, as much as they might wish it was otherwise, Donald Trump has again been talking about Ireland, saying that that's where all the pharma jobs have gone.
Yes, and making it clear that there will be an announcement in relation to a tariff on pharma, he says, in the not too distant future. And again, referencing Ireland, I think there is a view within government, and there has been ever since that night of the big announcement in the Rose Garden, that pharma was going to be hit with something. I know publicly the Taoiseach saying that it would be unfair to do so if there was a negotiation ongoing between the EU and the US on the wider tariffs issue. I think still many privately fear that that pharma tariff is going to come and could happen quite soon, within a month or so, is what Donald Trump was indicating.
The long-awaited free hormonal replacement therapy, or HRT, I mean, this is something that there's been a controversy about for several months now, because people felt that they weren't quite getting what they'd been promised by the government. I gather there's been a development.
Well, there has been a development. The health minister saying that now she has got approval for the scheme that will commence on the 1st of June, and that people wouldn't have to pay any cost. That means that the dispensing fee would be paid for by the state, and community pharmacists would receive €5 from the Department of Health to cover that, as well as a once-off grant of €1,000. I think there is anger, though, that it doesn't look like this scheme will be retrospectively backdated, and that, as given that the announcement was some time ago, that is leading to a degree of concern and anger.
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.